Welcome to Lanyap, a program about issues, events, and people. I'm Corey Crowe, and I'm joined today by Jessica Slaughter, the Executive Director of the Northeast Louisiana... Wait a minute, I did it wrong again. North Central Louisiana Council for the Arts. You know, Jessica, I live in Northeast Louisiana. You guys in Ruston, y'all are the center of the state.
We are the center. We're a little bit further west, so we're North Central Louisiana Arts
All right, let
Council.
Me try it again. The North Central Louisiana Arts Council, also just known as an easier word, NICLAC.
Yeah, much easier to just say
I should have just started with NICLAC. All right, Jessica, you've got a film series that you guys are doing again this year. I don't know how long have you been doing this film
this
series?
This is our second year.
Second year. So I remember last year, and it was really neat. You've got something called Score coming up. Tell me about Score.
Yeah, so Score is the second film for this year's season. It's coming up this Thursday at 7 p.m. And it's the official title is Score, a Film Music Documentary. And so it's just that. It's a documentary about the making of film music. So it's really great because if you're a film fan, you're going to love it. If you're a music fan, you're going to love it. It combines the two. It's a very well-done documentary. And part of the cool thing about this series is that the film director comes with the film. So Matt Schrader will be here. And then when the film ends, he'll be here to answer questions in a Q&A with the audience.
Tell me a little bit about Matt. Where is Matt from?
Matt was I think he worked for CBS. And then he left his job a couple of years ago to pursue making this film. And Score was one of the most popular crowdfunded documentaries of the year. It received huge support, and it's won a lot of awards since it's been completed. So it's very wonderful quality. And, you know, a lot of independent films now, people will say, oh, I could just watch it on Netflix, or I can watch it on PBS, or I can watch it on my television. But there is nothing like seeing a really great film on a big screen. And especially this it's about soundtracks. And we know how moving movies are because the music, when the music is done well, it's amazing. You know, great experience. So it'll be a wonderful one to see on a big screen at the Dixie.
You know, the art of doing this is quite something. And first of all, it's hard to think of a movie without music. If you ever sit down and watch like the Turner Classic Silent movies, you kind of get the idea. But somebody has to sit down and write the music for every scene. And then even harder, they have to make it time out to what action they've shot. And then you've got to keep an orchestra on track. I mean, it's
amazing.
Unreal.
It's amazing. And so this follows what that's like from the beginning to the end, seeing films, you know, from the idea to completion with the film music. It's really an amazing process that's very well documented in this film.
And the process involves lots and lots of people. You know, and I'm just thinking about a lot of movies I enjoy, and sometimes you forget the movie, but a lot of times remember the music. The music just keeps on going on and on sometimes.
Oh, for sure. The music has a life of its own, for sure. And my kids, the ages that they are now, we're starting to kind of watch a little bit of films that are kind of scary. And sometimes if they're too scary, all you do is turn the music off and it's not scary anymore. And it just shows the power of that soundtrack, what it does, you know, what it can do for films when done well.
So Matt Schrader is one... Emmy Awards for his news work, and this is just kind of flipping the camera over to the other side and looking more behind the scenes at how this is pulled off. You say this is Thursday night at 7. Where are you guys going to show this film?
It's at the Dixie Center for the Arts, which is a historic Dixie Theater in downtown Ruston.
Now, there are three films this fall. Tell me about what's coming up after this one.
Okay, so the next one is just 2 weeks from now. It's Romeo is Bleeding on November 9th, and that's another documentary. It is about a very dangerous city in California and a poet, Dante Clark, who used the power of spoken word poetry and theater to kind of transform his city. There were some rival gangs there, and he... did a new adaptation of Romeo and Juliet and had some students at the high school put on this performance, and it really kind of bridged the gap and healed some wounds in the city. through this, you know, the power of the performing arts. It's really amazing. And rather than the director coming for that film, Dante, the subject of the film, the poet, will be there.
Now, this is Jessica Slaughter, executive director for the North Central Louisiana Arts Council, or NCLAC. And this first film we're talking about, Score, which is a film about films and film music.
Yeah, a film about film music.
Is coming up on Thursday night. How did you decide on this? Who gets to decide what cool films you show?
It's so
How does
much
this work?
Fun. So it comes through South Arts, which is a giant, like, regional state, a state, multiple state arts council in Georgia. And they narrow it down. People apply from all over the world. They narrow it down to 40 films. And then each screening partner sends a representative to a meeting in April. And we get to watch 40 film segments. And then we get to vote on which ones we want to come.
So the movie, the documentary Score, what music would I recognize out of it? As I was watching the trailer, I know I saw E.T. in there and some other things.
Some of the composers that you would know, Danny Elfman and Quincy Jones and Randy Newman, they're some of the composers that are featured in the film.
Well, that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And another great thing about this series is it's a very reasonable night economically. You know, sometimes going out to the movies can be, you know, really hit your pocketbook. But our film tickets are $5, general admission. You can buy them at the door. If you're a student, it's $3. And if you're a NCLAC member, it's free. And this film, since they're independent films, they don't officially have ratings. But I can safely say Score, you know, it's family friendly. It would be fine for kids who are big film buffs or big music buffs.
So you start at 7 p.m. When does the talk with the director happen? Is that a before the film or
it's
an after
right,
the film?
It's right after. So as soon as the film concludes, we do the Q&A, and everyone's welcome to stay for that and ask questions and, you know, stay and chat with Matt.
All right. So that is going on this Thursday night at what time?
7 p.m.
And at the
Dixie Center for the Arts, which is 212 North Vienna in downtown Ruston.
Kind of right there in the middle of everything.
In the middle of it all.
You can't miss it. It is Jessica Slaughter, Executive Director of NCLAC Score, this Thursday night, 7 p.m. at the Dixie Center for the Arts. If you want to find out more, is there a website we can send them to?
Yeah, NCLAC.org, NCLAC.org.
All right, NCLAC.org, and if you forget that, KEDM.org as well. This is 90.3 KEDM. You're listening to Lanyap.